This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio. Talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. We're going to kick it off with Brenda. Hi, Brenda. Welcome to the show. Hello, Brenda. You with us?
Oh, yes. My apologies.
Having a hard time hearing you, Brenda.
Can you hear me better now?
I sure can.
I can. I'm deeply about 2 months ago and had some surgery. And when he went back a month ago, he came back with a small ulcer about the size of a quarter. A lot of pus. He's quite healthy, to be honest with you. But,
Hey, Brenda, we're having a hard time hearing you. Can you speak closer into the microphone there?
Can you hear me better?
Yeah, well, go ahead.
Okay, he's from Antioch, and they went back down with a scope a month ago and found a size of an ulcer about the size of a quarter. He's grudgingly healthy, but I would like to know what we can do.
Yeah, we're gonna have to just cut that call just because the phone connection is really tough. It's very hard to hear, but I believe you're talking about your husband dealing with an ulcer, and there's a couple of things. There's several questions I'd want to ask you, and it just depends on what kind of ulcer he has. A lot of times ulcers can be a root cause of the H. pylori bacteria, and there's a simple stool sample test that they can do. There is a blood test, but the stool sample is actually better. And so I would have your doctor, your PCP, actually check that out and just see if that's a possibility, if that's something that's going on. And that would be a good answer with what might be triggering it. Now, eating habits do play a big role. And so alkaline foods, like I'm drinking a green drink right now, and when you make your body more alkaline, eating a lot of fruits and vegetables, green drinks are a good way to do that. If you can't get enough fruits and vegetables in during the day, and you can mix it up in a powder. There's more about that on my website. But the alkalinity will help heal the digestive tract. But it depends on the kind of ulcer that it is. And I would have the doctor do a sample for the H. pylori. It'd be a smart move. It's something they can easily do. They'll educate you on all of that. Non-inflammatory foods are always important, too, that you might want to look into. So, like in my book, Empowering Your Health, I've got all the foods that create inflammation in the body and the ones that we found that really help reduce inflammation in the digestive tract. So if he eats the wrong kind of foods over and over again, combined with a lot of emotional stress, maybe physical stress, work stress, over long periods of time, it's very easy for that to form. But there's a lot of other factors that can play, and that's why seeing if there's that bacteria in there, which actually is pretty common. The H. pylori bacteria we're seeing more and more as a little culprit for dealing with some of this. So I know he doesn't feel good, and I know you're concerned about him. So, you know, putting those two together I think would be helpful. But maybe get the test done. If you want, you can call me back here on the show. Hopefully I'll hear back from you, and we can kind of go from there. But that's always your first step, is to go and have that test done and then see how his body, you know, coming up with a game plan from there. Because if the ulcer itself, depends on what kind it is, into the direction you go. And if you don't want to go down the traditional medical route, you definitely need to go down that route first, get all the testing done. And then maybe you can go to, like, say, if you, if you're comfortable with it and you want to go to, like, a naturopathic physician or more of a dietitian or nutritionist and let them kind of guide you on eating habits, now that might be a good way, too. So there's options. But the testing is so important first because then you know exactly what you're dealing with, and it takes all the guessing out of it, okay? Keep me posted. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. And check us out on the web. Eating antioxidants, they're saying, can lower pancreatic cancer risk, potentially. So antioxidants, your vitamin A, E, C, all your polyphenols that you get out of fruits and vegetables, all your antioxidants reduce oxidation in the body. I know that means nothing probably, but when oxygen is released, and then, of course, excess of it can cause breakdown in the cells. Free radicals can cause damaging to the cells. So the antioxidants actually keep that from happening. And so that's why they've been so important. So the vitamin E, vitamin C, even selenium is good. But they're found in research. Now there's a new study that people whose diets were higher in these amounts of foods loaded with the antioxidants were 2/3 less likely to develop pancreatic cancer when compared to people who had the least amount of these nutrients in their diet. And just so you know, pancreatic cancer is the one that is extremely aggressive. It's the one you don't want. And literally, I mean, it can take you out in a matter of weeks once the diagnosis is made. It's just amazing. But so the study was published online in the journal called Gut. And antioxidants are vitamins, minerals, and other nutrients, just so you know, that protect the cells from the damage of these free radicals. And so they found its association is causal. But antioxidants may help prevent as many as 1 in 12 cases of pancreatic cancer. The American Cancer Society estimates that about 43,000 people will be diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, and it's a lot. About 37,000 people will die from the disease. So, see what I mean? I mean, 43,000 diagnosed, 37,000 will die this year. Happens quick. So researchers analyzed the 7-day food diaries of more than 23,000 people aged 40 to 74. 49 people developed pancreatic cancer within 10 years of entering the study. The researchers compared diets among the people diagnosed with pancreatic cancer to those of nearly 4,000 people without pancreatic cancer. So they did know for sure that people who ate more selenium were 50% less likely to develop pancreatic cancer compared to those who ate least amounts of selenium-rich foods. And those who had vitamin C, vitamin E, and selenium were in the top 75% of not getting it. So the vitamin C and vitamin E add a little bit of help, but it's mostly the selenium. Where does selenium come from? A lot of great foods out there. So your legumes, your chickpeas, all your peas contain selenium. The nuts, almonds and walnuts, cashews, peanuts, all the... But so it's really, really good. Coconut oil is phenomenal, but they did a study and they found that coconut oil helps with thyroid function. So good to know. Also helps with digestive related issues as well. But thyroid function, look into some of those. And, you know, the whole thing about broccoli and the cruciferous vegetables, I've always said that if you eat too much of that, they have certain goitrogens that will go in and slow down the thyroid function. And that is true, but you have to eat a ton of it. So eating broccoli every day is not going to cause your thyroid to slow down. You just don't want to eat a big bucket of it 5 times a day. So it would take a lot. Just know that there's some of those in there that can cause some of that. All right? 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. And I want to say one more tip on hypothyroidism. If your doctor has you on medication, especially Synthroid and levothyroxine, nothing wrong with that. But if you're wanting to go with a natural approach, there is a medication out there called Armor. And some doctors like to use it, some doctors don't. But you might want to ask your doctor about it and see if they're comfortable with it. It's just an option that's out there if you have to stay on the medication. We'll be right back.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Legal attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Now, if you've got questions and you hear me talk about all these different supplements and different products and whatnot, you can go to my website, check it out there. All the information's there. Any questions you have should be able to be answered there. I really have all the information down. So let's go to Donald now. Hi, Donald. Welcome to the show.
Hello, doctor. Are you there?
I am here,
okay,
sir.
Okay, good. How are you?
I'm living well.
Good. I'm calling about my wife. She has some problems with her spine, and very painful. And about every 6 months, she has to take a strong steroid shot into her spine on the lower part of the back. And I was just wondering, is there some concerns about that for as far as immune system and just what will that do to the body over the long term? She takes them about every 6 months and has took them probably for the last couple of years.
Yeah, that's why they only give it to her for every 6 months. You can only do a couple a year.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and over time, well, two things. One, yes, it's going to help with the pain, but it's not correcting anything. You realize that. It's just putting a Band-Aid over it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and so the tissue, everything from the disc in the spine to the supportive tissue around that will be broken down even more. But it's pretty much standard of care when somebody's in pain outside of having surgery. So it's not that they're doing anything wrong. They're doing what we all would do. I mean, it's what is considered standard of care in medicine. So, I mean, that's at this point, they're probably just doing that. And is she overweight at all?
No, she's not. I was going to ask a question. I lost my track. So
that's okay. It's all right. I would. If you're looking at things that can help her, her eating habits are going to be really important because she's got a lot of inflammation in the body. Now, this is not something that's going to just fix everything, but it can always help. So anytime you've got an inflammatory response where you're having to take steroid shots or at any level, you've got to look at how the person, you know, their normal diet and their kind of everyday lifestyle habits, what they are. I mean, if she eats really, really good, then that's a different story. But if she's eating a bunch of things like cereal and sandwiches and drinks milk and you know, these sorts of things on a regular basis, eating, you know, some fatty foods on a regular basis, you know, sugar at all, then, you know, whether she's overweight or not, the choices of these foods create a lot of inflammation in the body. She may have food allergies. She may have sensitivities. There may be a lot of things going on. So I know you're calling for her just to get some general information, but her eating habits probably will be a big piece. If she doesn't have maybe a dietitian or someone that she can work with, it may be worth getting, you know, some form of provider to help her kind of do that. Do you monitor what she eats? I guess you guys probably eat together, but maybe not always. Does she have a pretty good diet?
Sometimes it gets sort of sparse.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
She just, a lot of times she won't have an appetite, which is not, you know, you still have to eat, but, mm-hmm. You know, it cuts down on what you really want to eat, I guess, and what you can.
Does she drink a lot of sodas or fruit juices and that sort of thing?
Coffee. But what my question was, do you know of any immune system reactions that might affect?
Immune system meaning that can help that?
It seems like that there's always like some small malady that will pop up every day, and I just wondered if maybe that might because – you know, her immunity was down maybe from the shots or something and might...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, it could be. I mean, again, if they've done blood testing on her and ran the test, they're going to know if she has any unstable portion of her immune system. Like if she has an autoimmune condition, they probably already checked for that. And so you would know that for sure, like rheumatoid arthritis or something of that nature. So probably not, unless they told you that, and unless she's been formally diagnosed with it. But as far as the immune system goes overall, better eating habits are going to be important because that's what makes the immune system strong. And if she hasn't had, which now this is a possibility, if she hasn't had a blood test done for her vitamin D levels, maybe get that checked and talk to the doctors about that because vitamin D is, you know, it's really important. And if it's for a condition like hers, if it's really low, that could explain a lot of why she feels the way she feels. So you might want to have that checked out, and the doctors can easily do that. One piece I would throw at you, there is a company that has a kind of a natural anti-inflammatory called AminoActive. I talk about them here on the show. The product is really, really good, and it's AminoActive, A-C-T-I-V. Is the website at the end. There's no E on the end of it. But you might want to check them out just because they have really good products. They make them, they're whole food based, high quality. And you might want to look into that just because for pain relief and anti-inflammatory type situations, not to replace anything that her doctor's doing, but maybe you want to tell her doctor about it and see if you get his blessing on it because you know, with whatever treatments that he has or doing outside of that, you want to make sure everything is copacetic and everybody's happy. But that is a good supplement from a product perspective that's out there that a lot of people have said have had really good results with. So you may want to check into that, okay? But the biggest thing is thanks for calling in for her because it shows your care and concern for her, and I know you want her to feel better. I know probably seeing her every day not feeling good has got to weigh on you because you want her to live healthy and have a good life. So we're here for you. You can always give us a call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's good news. The reason that's good news is because if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, which so many of us have, then you can make some radical changes in your life and you can go to the next level with your health and your life and don't have to wait for anybody else. You can take charge of you so that you can be healthy and be full of vitality and energy, not only for your own life, but your kids, your friends, your family members, your coworkers, and your loved ones. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both notice that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. I want to talk to you about some of the worst exercise mistakes that people make so you don't have to make them. Learn from others. Number one, drinking coffee before you run. Okay, drinking Java always feels good, tastes good, I'm sure. And it gives you a little perk up, but, of course, the caffeine will act as a diuretic, which causes you to lose water. So not only will you be sweating and perspiring with it being hot outside and humid, depending on where you live, but, of course, you're going to dehydrate very, very quickly. And so you're going to hurt your performance. Even though you might get the mental lift and get charged, your physical performance is going to suffer. And so there's a study published in the Journal of Medicine, Science, and Sports and Exercise that found that cooling your body before a run could enhance performance. So people who drink ice-cold slushy or ice-cold drinks, I don't recommend drinking a slushy, before working out or in the heat, were able to run longer and felt less exhausted than those who just drank room temperature water. So you might want to think about that, getting a cold drink in before you run, so it actually helps regulate the body temperature. That can help performance, they're saying. Wearing too loose of clothing can be an issue. No one wants to feel like their legs are stuck in spandex, but sprinting around with flapping shorts can increase your chances of chafing. and mix, and you'll exacerbate the burn. So if you're prone to chafing, invest in a Body Glide or petroleum jelly and try wearing spandex underneath your running shorts. Chris Travers, who's an exercise physiologist at the Cleveland Clinic, made these recommendations, and he said when picking out a pair, you don't want the fit to be too light or too loose. It's just, you know, right in the middle. Just to be careful of the chafing. So, not eating after a workout. So, you may find your cravings for heavy filling foods may fall by the wayside, but appetite curbing power of the heat cold is true after a workout, too. Study in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition found that people who worked out in hotter temperatures above 97 degrees Fahrenheit ate 300 fewer calories than the next meal than those who exercised in the cooler temperatures around 77 degrees Fahrenheit. While cutting back on the calories isn't necessarily a bad thing, be mindful to refuel properly after a workout. You need a snack with carbs and protein within 30 minutes after your workout to replenish glycogen, which is kind of your quick energy stores. And let me just explain that to you. By the way, this was recommended by Chris Moore, who's a PhD and a registered dietitian of Moore Results in Louisville, Kentucky. You need the calories to rehydrate your body. It's called bracketing, and it's a concept in bodybuilding that's been around for a long time, and now they're really applying it to any type of sport of any kind. It's where you get a whey protein. You want a hormone-free, antibiotic-free whey protein, which is just incredible for you. I'm actually have some with me right now, and the whey protein shake is very good. You do that about 30 minutes before a workout, and you can have also maybe an orange. I actually am not a big banana fan because they're high in sugar. However, before a workout, they do contain fiber in them, and with the protein that you get in there, they're both rapidly absorbing into the bloodstream. And so you can do a whey protein shake of about, depending on if you're a guy or a girl. If you're a guy, about 40 to 45 grams. A girl, you can do about 20, 25 grams, and maybe half a banana. 30 minutes before you work out, don't drink a lot of water. And because you'll slow down the digestion. The protein shake's already going to have enough in it. And then you do the same thing after a workout. So right after a workout, your glycogen stores, which is that quick energy, kind of fills the muscle back up, is down. And so there's literally a 30-minute window. And I'm telling you, there's been study after this has been going on for 10 years, the research on this. And they have definitely concluded there is a short 30-minute window from the last set you do or the last step you take in a jog. You have 30 minutes to replenish, and your recovery time will be increased by, I don't think it's like 100% more or something like that. And you might want to consider things like L-glutamine. L-glutamine is an amino acid that helps your body recover. And creatine is a little concerning, they say, but now through the research and all that, usually 5 grams is what's typically recommended in the research studies. So you might want to look into that as well. So, again, recovering from your workout, very important, and that protein and carbohydrates, I can't tell you how important it is. It'll make you have higher energy levels. It'll enable you to not be as sore from a workout. It just does a host of things. It's so important. So there's, to continue on, just these are all the top things that you want to be careful with. Mistakes, I guess, of exercising. So number one, just to recap, you don't want to drink coffee before you run. You'll dehydrate yourself. Number two, don't wear too loose of clothing because it can cause chafing and issues within the inside of the thighs and the skin. Not eating after a workout. You want to make sure you eat just a little bit before and after. It's called bracketing, and that puts the good stuff back in the body, helps rehydrate the body, and helps the muscle tissue rebuild and the carbohydrate stores rebuild. Forgetting to hydrate at the pool, so playing in the water is not the same as drinking it. So because swimmers are in the water, they feel like they're around water all day long. They don't need to drink it. But says the USA Swimming National Committee for Safety Education, they said when you can feel your sweat, your body misses is a cue to hydrate. Plus, water transfers heat more quickly than the air, so swimming in warm water makes it harder for you to dissipate heat produced. Coconut oil actually works really good as well. It's a natural kind of sunscreen. There are organic sunscreens out there that don't have all the chemicals in them. So if you're going to do it, which I am a proponent of sunscreen myself personally, you keep your vitamin D levels up, but you also got to keep your astaxanthin. That is a potent antioxidant that we found that protects against skin damage, but also protects free radicals within the body. So it's a phenomenal supplement, really a wonder nutrient. Again, more of that information is at my website, getwellradio.com. But those are some tips that will help when you're working out in the summer heat. So if you like to get out and jog and all that, just pay attention to some of that, and it can make a big difference in your health and your life. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. We're going to go to Lauren. Hi, Lauren. Welcome to the show. Lauren, you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. How can I help, darling?
Well, I was calling because I need some tips. I started a job last year in July where I travel pretty much every week. I usually leave Monday. I come home Thursday night. This week, I'm going to be going home Friday. And in a year's time, I've gained about 18 pounds. And
uh-oh.
Before I had this job, I exercised just about every day. Sometimes I skipped Saturday and Sunday, but I ran 3 miles every day and ate really healthy and was really comfortable in my weight and comfortable in my body. And I'm still not, I'm not overweight, but I don't feel comfortable. I don't feel like myself. And with my job, I eat out 3 meals a day every week. I mean, that's just, it's something that I'm not used to. And in a year's time, it's really added up. And I've tried to make smart choices. A lot of times if I'm in a town that has a Whole Foods or something like that, I'll try to go get snacks or, you know, something to eat for dinner there instead of a restaurant. But even if I do that for dinner, at lunch, I'm taking someone else to lunch every day. And anyway, it's just adding up. And I've been fighting to try to lose this weight, and absolutely nothing is helping. I've lost about 5 pounds, which is not even a dent in 18. And I just really need some tips. I need to know what to do because it just it feels really uncomfortable to feel like I'm in someone else's body.
I understand. So what is your job? What are you doing now?
Well, I'm in sales, and I train distributors on selling my product.
Okay. So you travel quite a bit?
I have four states. Always going, yeah.
Okay. And are you still exercising like you were or no?
No, not at all.
Why?
You know, a lot of times my day starts so early, and by the time I get back to my hotel and catch up on my emails and paperwork, you know, by that time it's 8 o'clock, and then I'm just exhausted and I just want to go to bed.
Well, yeah. What time do you leave for the day?
I mean, it varies. I usually start my day at either 8 or 9 o'clock. And, I mean, it just depends on...
You start your day at 8 or 9?
Well, I mean, I leave to go meet whoever I'm going to work with that day. I mean, do you mean what time do I wake up? I usually wake up about 6:30 or 7.
Okay, so you need to be waking up at 5 and running for an hour. What's wrong with that?
No.
If you're exhausted at 8...
really early.
No, it's not. Then you don't want it. Here's the deal. Let me ask you something. Do you want to drop 18 pounds?
Yes.
Then why are you already, okay, you're exhausted at 8 o'clock at night, but you don't really get going until about 7 or 8 in the morning. That's 12 hours. There's people that work two jobs and still exercise.
Yeah.
I mean, you're being lazy.
Ouch.
I mean, really?
And
I know it's tough because you're working hard. But it's about creating new habits. You see what I mean? I mean, it's. I know it feels like, and there's no way I'm being lazy. I'm busting my butt. I'm driving all over the place. I'm working hard. But see, the reality is, it's just a new habit. The reason you were doing great before this job is because you could get up and go exercise. I mean, when did you work out before? Like in the afternoons, like 3 or 4, had a good normal work day, and then had your routine down?
Yeah, I'd get done at 5, and then go work out, and then, you know.
And eat a good healthy dinner and chill out. And see, there's let me do this. Let me go into this break, and I'm going to explain a couple things to you. And I don't say you're lazy like I'm knocking you. It's just new habits, and it's creating a new mindset for it. Let me get into a couple of things on physiology about why your body's doing this, and I think it'll help shift your mind about what to do, okay? Because I actually have went through this myself. I'll be right back.
We'll be right back. My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJImedia.com. That's PIJImedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Connect with OnCall Radio and watch OnCall TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Check us out online. Come back to the show, talking with Lauren. Lauren has gained about 18 pounds. She's always been avid in exercising, eating healthy, taking care of herself, has kind of pursued a new career, new job, and is now working many hours during the day, traveling a lot, eating out a lot, which can make you gain weight. But we were talking about just when your exercise protocols are, and you really just kind of have abandoned that because life has been kind of crazy. So you've started this job, you get going in the morning about 8 o'clock, and you go to about 8 o'clock at night. And so it's go, 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 go all day, right? And there's hardly any time for anything except relationships and sales and building relationships and all that sort of thing. So, and it takes a lot out of you energy-wise. I mean, mentally, you're exhausted, right, at the end of the day.
Definitely.
Okay. So the thing that gets me is that I'm like, are you exercising? You're like, not really. And you don't get started until about 8 o'clock. And that's what I was saying. I was like, you know what? It's early and you're already giving me excuses. And that's what I'm saying. It's like, if you want something bad enough, you'll find time. Right? I mean, don't you agree with that? I mean, you're right now, you're working hard. Why? Why do you work so many hours during the day? What's the reason behind it?
Well, I mean, I'm still new at my job. I'm one of the youngest people in my company and just trying to, you know, make sure I get everything done. And
prove yourself to the company that you've got what it takes?
Yeah.
And be successful and hit your numbers and make an impact? Because, you're the young buck, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. By, like, 20 years.
Okay. And so what is your age now? What are you, 20 what?
20. No, I'm 27.
Okay. So you're 27, and so you're used to your early 20s lifestyle. The early 20s lifestyle is when you come out of college, which means, you know, maybe you get your job out of school and you still kind of go work your 9 to 5, maybe 9 to 4, whatever, and you work out in the afternoons, kind of chill out and go eat some dinner, hang out with some friends or watch some TV, and then you kind of do it all over again the next day, and it's not that hard. But when you really pick up a career and you start going for it, especially sales, the pace changed a little bit, didn't it?
Yeah, it changed a lot. And I've actually lost a lot of weight before in the past. When I graduated college, I had gained a lot of weight just from poor eating habits and, you know, staying up late and eating lots of junk food. And I lost about 35 pounds. It took me about a year and a half after I graduated college. And I guess I'm getting nervous because I don't want that amount to creep back up, and I just feel like getting closer and closer and closer.
Yeah, you're halfway there, kind of, right, with 18 pounds. So it's kind of like the brakes are on. You're like, whoa, 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 wait a minute. I'm not letting that come back into my life, right?
Yes, I had my cutoff weight show up the other day, so I was like, whoa,
okay.
Wait a minute.
So if you had the cutoff happen and the light bulb, you know, the red light went off in your head, then when I say, why don't you get up at 5 a.m. to run, you should be like, no problem, done. Because if it was a sales number or goal from your boss, you'd be like, no problem, I'll get it done. It'll get done. So, see, the reality is, if you want something bad enough, you'll find time to make it happen. And I mean, from my own life, I got to tell you, in my 20s, before I got into medicine and everything with what I'm doing, especially when I got into media with radio and TV, I worked out in the afternoons too. It was like I'd go all day long and then just kind of get over to I do more weightlifting and that sort of thing. I just have always been into that. And but now I could never do that. I mean, my schedule, I mean, look at me right now, I'm on the radio. So my nights are taken. My day is taken with running this company. I've got several companies that I run, and I mean, my days, so if I don't, I get up early in the morning. I do radio late, and then I get my hours of sleep, and then and I'm up, but if I didn't work out first thing in the morning, it would never happen. And trust me,
I do not, still to this day, I've been exercising for a long time, I don't want to go into the gym at 6:30 in the morning or 6 in the morning and do squats with, you know, 300 pounds. Who wants to do that? I have to talk my way to the gym. Still to this day, I'll admit it. I mean, there's days I don't want to do it at all. If I'm in a hotel room and I got to go drive to a gym or drive somewhere down the road, I don't want to do that, especially if it's like in a climate where it's freezing cold outside. But I mean, I live what I preach. I do, and it's come from a lot of discipline. But, you know, I'm a little bit years older than you, but I can tell you I know how it feels. But I can also tell you that if you'll develop the habit now, it'll be priceless later on. You married? Do you have kids? No, you don't, I'm assuming.
No, and that's the thing. I just don't want it to get out of hand now because I see people that fight their way their whole life, and I don't want that to be me.
Yeah, and I don't want it to be you either. And that's why developing a habit of getting your exercise done, this is what I always say is, you know, you're serving other people all day long, aren't you, in sales?
Yeah.
Your company,
yeah.
You know, customers, that sort of thing. It's okay to be selfish and get up first thing and serve yourself. Because if you take care of yourself, then there's going to be a better you on the inside because you feel good about yourself to give to others. So you'll actually have more to give people if you push yourself to take that time to take care of yourself. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because I don't feel old. I'm not saying I feel old, but I definitely feel different. I mean, I just feel like tired and worn down.
Well, and so here's a couple things. Number one, I would start exercising, doing whatever you do, running, working out early in the morning. Number two, get some blood work done every 6 months and have them check your cortisol levels, which is a stress hormone, and have them check your thyroid and your regular hormones. Get all that checked with your primary care doctor. Make sure your hormones are staying okay. And follow a good nutrition plan of some kind. My book's called Empowering Your Health. If you want to get a copy of that, learn those eating habits. Because you can do that. You don't have to eat perfect. I mean, you don't have to eat organic and everything on the road. It's very tough to, but you can make good choices. I will tell you, avoid chicken the most. Go more with fish and beef when you're eating out because there's so many hormones in chickens that can affect your weight negatively, and that's the big difference from eating out and being able to eat at home and control that. Keep me posted how it goes. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither those nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.